Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I want to thank you for listening and sharing your time with me, because I truly appreciate having you all as listeners. Today, we're going to talk about making your dreams come true. We all have dreams. We all have aspirations. We have different things that we want to happen and different things that we expect to happen in our lives. We're all going through different things in our lives, too, and most of us, even though we have these dreams, we can't really see them. We don't visualize them. We don't necessarily see them coming true. We want them to come true, and we think we want them to come true, but part of the problem that we have is not actually stepping forward to do the things that we need to do to actually make those things come to reality. Here's the thing. Unless you start doing the things that you need to do to make your dreams come true, they're not going to come true. And they're never going to come true because nobody is going to make your dreams come true. That's a particular task and responsibility that you, as an individual, have to take on yourself. You have to decide that you're worth it and that you are worthy of the dreams that you say that you want to reach. Here's the scary part. Once you start reaching the things that you're dreaming for, know that that list of dreams is going to grow. Yes, you may reach your initial goal, but as you get closer, and if you're a good person, you'll realize that you're nowhere near where you really want to be, even though you are meeting your goals and you are taking on responsibility. Now, in the last several shows, we talked about the different traits and the different things that you need to do to make your life happy and to be successful and to live your dreams and to make the things that you believe and perceive that you want actually come to reality and not just be a dream or wishful thinking or any of that stuff, but actually taking those dreams and bringing them to action, bringing your particular wants and your needs to fruition. One of the things that I said the first time that we talked about this is that if you really want to be successful, sometimes you have to help a lot of other people to be successful, as Zig Ziglar would say, as Brian Tracy would say, as Jim Rohn would say, as a whole lot of other motivational speakers, positive thinkers, and movers and shakers of our time. All of these people will tell you that the more people that you help, the more you help yourself. The more people that you help, the more that you'll grow and develop. The more people that you help, the more of a network of people that are also willing to help you will grow. And you're not just doing it to help, you know, you're not just doing it to help yourself. You're doing it to help others too. In our talk, you were given 7 ways to apply what is called the slight edge. And these are things that you need to do every day. And of these things that you need to do, we'll start with number one. Number one was the small things do matter, because the small things do matter. And by doing the small things, what you're going to do is you're going to make it so that each day you're going to come closer to reaching your goal, because you're going to take things one step at a time. You're also going to pay attention to detail. Is it always going to be perfect? Of course it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be times when things go off or things go to awry. But the thing is that by you experiencing it, by you doing those things, you now know what you need to do to succeed. Because if at first you don't succeed, we try again. The second thing that we talked about of the 7 things was your attitude. Your attitude is everything. The way you think and how you go about dealing with things and handling things is the way that is the best way to do it. And when I say it's the best way to do it, I mean that when you go to handle things, you have to have a positive, upbeat attitude. You have to understand that there's things that are going to work out and there's things that aren't going to work out. But each and everything that you do gets you closer to your goal. And the whole thing is never, ever, ever give up. Number 3, the present moment is all that you have. You can't dwell on the past. You can't dwell on the future. The only things that you can actually control is your today. So by taking the initiative and doing the things that you need to do right now, today, in the present, your chances of having a more fulfilling or a more positive and upbeat and the dream future that you want is, of course, going to come to reality. Why is it going to come to reality? Because you did the things that you needed to do leading up to that point. So the present moment is all you have. So we all need to take advantage of that and stop looking at what somebody else has and stop looking at that and thinking that, you know, that's the end-all, be-all. Because guess what? Most people have gone through a processes, and that processes is what's got them the success. The fact that they continue and continue and continue to do the same or similar things over and over because they've been successful and then moving to the next level. You know, anything worth doing is worth doing poorly until you can do it well. So we need to keep on trying and keep on pushing. Number four, we need to take small steps to get where we want to go. So, first off, we have to know where we're trying to go, because without a direction, any road will take you where it takes you. So we need to have a direction. We need to have an idea of where we want to go, and then we need to slowly make little corrections as we go on our way, knowing that at times we're going to be off course. So we need to make those slight corrections so that we stay true to our overall goal. Again, as I told you the story in Alice in Wonderland, the animal goes up to Alice and says, okay, where are you trying to go? And Alice says, I don't know. And the rabbit says, well, guess what? Any road you take will take you there. Same thing. Same movie, The Labyrinth. On The Labyrinth, it was the same thing. The girl on The Labyrinth asked an inchworm, you know, to go a particular way, and, you know, and the inchworm was like, well, what are you looking for? And the girl wasn't really very precise on where she wanted to go. So they were like, the worm said, well, oh my God, don't go that way. Don't go that way. So instead of the girl asking why don't go that way, the girl goes, oh, okay. And she goes the other way. And then a few seconds later, what does the inchworm say? It says, my God, if you'd have gone that way, it would have taken you right to the castle. She ended up taking the long way, and her goal was the castle. And this was a time-sensitive thing that she was trying to do in the labyrinth. Next thing, failure is your best friend. Understand that you're going to fail. Understand that things aren't always going to work out. Understand that you're going to have to make adjustments. Understand that people are going to let you down. Understand that you're going to find out that people aren't trustworthy, that they haven't been telling you all the truth, that they've been holding back information. Understand that people have ulterior motives that may not be the good for the whole, but it's the good for them. And learn from it. Doesn't mean turn yourself off to every individual that wants to help you or every person that's in your corner. But what it does mean is it means that you need to take that as a learning experience and grow from it. Because from that failure, you're going to move forward. Failure is your best friend. They say you learn a lot more from failure than you do from success. Why? Because failure is something that none of us want to experience, and we work very hard to not experience that thing. So we have a tendency to remember it. Even though that doesn't necessarily seem true for some people that constantly do negative things, constantly get a negative reply, and constantly don't learn. Be a person that learns from your failures. Be a person that grows from your failures. The next thing is, number six, is good habits are your next best friend. As in, we talked about habits, and habits are a very powerful thing, and that habits can control and do control most people's lives. We also talked about the fact that we don't want to dwell on the things that we don't do well as far as our habits or the habits that we have that do not serve us. But what we want to do is that instead of concentrating on getting rid of that habit, concentrate on creating a new habit. And then making that new habit your primary habit so that the old habit basically fades away. So, again, habits are very powerful. However, you cannot let them control you. You have to control your habits so that you can move forward and so that you can live the life that you want to live. Because guess what? God don't make junk, and you're not junk. So that means you're capable of great and fantastic things. Ladies and gentlemen, you just have to believe in yourself and then take the correct action and understand that as long as you don't give up, you'll never lose. As long as you keep trying, there's a chance that you'll win. And eventually, through the art of numbers, you will win. You just have to try enough times. I was listening to a program not too long ago, and they were talking about a gentleman who was considered the king of music, you know, right next to greats like Quincy Jones. And the person that was talking was saying that, you know, this person has had 100 hits. They have had 15 Grammys. The part that most people don't realize is that this person has written 1,000 songs. And out of 1,000 songs, the person's had 100 hits. That means that that person has failed 900 times out of 1,000. And 100 of those, of course, got this person to be number one hits in the music scene and also gave that person, I believe, 15 Grammys and one Tony, which is pretty good. Needless to say, this person is definitely living the life of luxury. We also talked about the fact that in baseball, if you strike out 3 times out of 10, you end up going to the World Series. You know, if you strike out 7 out of 10 times, you end up going to the World Series. Why? Because that percentage is high enough that you're in the top percentile for baseball players playing baseball. And then the last thing, number 7, we all need to remember that we are always learning. You are always learning. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to grow. Understand that a piece of paper does not really make you, and it does not really represent your worth. And that's definitely true, since most of the richest people in the world don't even have a college degree. However, that piece of paper is something that can be useful to you. Sometimes it will open a door that may not be open to you if you don't have that piece of paper. But for those of you that have those pieces of paper, please also understand that it's because you have that piece of paper, it is only one more check on the list. And in actuality, the only thing that that paper really does is qualify you to work for somebody else. That's another thing that I'd like to touch on really briefly. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that in the world that we live in today, working for somebody else is truly, more than likely, unless it's something you're truly passionate about, is not going to gain you the success that you're looking for. It's not going to gain you the security that you're looking for. And actually, today, in 2011, working for a corporation or working for somebody else is probably the least safe place that you can be. You have totally no control. You're at somebody else's whim, and when they decide that they want to do whatever it is that they want to do, then you're going to be subject to that. Even in a environment where you may work for the government, if you are not careful and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you can be ousted or reduced. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day where they were talking about some people that were 15s got reduced to like 12s, 13s, and 11s. Again, not trying to get into that whole spiel, but you need to be conscious of what you're doing. And anyway, now it's time to take a deep look and make your dreams come true. At the beginning of this, I asked you to imagine your dream life, to imagine how you would want to be, what you would want to drive, how you would want to live, and to not just talk about the physical things in your life that are going to make you happy, but also the emotional state that you need to be in, the physical state that you need to be in, you know, the health state, the spiritual state that you need to be in, and your relationships. Relationships also play a very strong key in your happiness. And a lot of people disregard that. Most people are looking for money. But in truth, most of us don't really want money. What we want is the things that money will buy us. But understand that it's a give and a take. In order for you to be balanced and for you to be truly happy, then you have to have that balance in your life. Now, is there really such a thing as balance? No, because balance is what? Balance. It's a teeter-totter. It goes back and forth. But the more that you have things somewhat evenly weighted on all ends, which again is mental, physical, spiritual, health, all of those things, and your relationships, that's going to help you to be a more centered person. as Zig Ziglar would say and Brian Tracy would say, sometimes you need to truly work on your home court advantage. What is your home court advantage? Your home court advantage is your foundation. It's your why. It's the thing that gets you up every morning. It's the thing that makes you do the things that you do. It's the things that make you deal with people who may not necessarily be the best people to deal with, but they're going to help you to reach some of your goals. And also know that in trying to reach those goals, you also need to replace some of those people that aren't the best people, that aren't people that really are good in their hearts, with people that are. And again, as you have the money and the ability, you can do those things. Now's the time to look back at those dreams and turn them into your reality. It's time for you to plan your future and think about your dreams. Think about the things that you want. And in order to do that, you need to visualize it. You need to make it real. You need to see it every morning. One of the things that you need to do too, ladies and gentlemen, is you need to create a dream board. You need to write down your particular goals and your aspirations, and you need to then start to get specific about what you want those goals to be, and then start working on those things. Let's reflect on the things that you have experienced in your life, okay? Good, bad, or indifferent, whatever those things have been. All right, now, think about that for a few seconds. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to tell me how have those things affected you. Now, for each person, it's different, and there's no way that we can talk to everybody that may be listening to the show now or listening to the show later, but this is something that you need to do on your own. Again, think of the things that you've experienced and then reflect back on how those things have affected you. Have they affected you in a positive way or have they affected you in a negative way? Again, only you know that. But from this, we're going to try to move forward. We're going to talk about the simple recipe to finding that very specific recipe to finding your happiness and to getting you where you want to be. All right, so let's go through the steps one by one. One, you must picture it vividly. So whatever it is that you're looking for, you need to picture it vividly. I know I'm saying this quite wrong. But anyway, you need to picture it as if it's real. You need to imagine it and envision it and the meaning in it that it creates. You need to create a picture of something that hasn't actually happened yet, but you need to make it seem so real that you can touch it, that you can feel it, that you can smell it, that it's a part of you, all right? And you need to take control of that. And 99% of what unfolds into your life, you are in true control of everything that happens to you. You have to take control. You need to write down your dreams and present them in the tense, that it's already happened. Not that it's going to happen, that it's already happened, all right? And you can't be vague about it. You actually have to be realistic about this. For example, you don't write, I hope to. You know, you don't write, I'll try to. You don't write, if possible. Instead, you write, I will. And you need to vividly believe that this thing has come true. Again, that dream board will also be key in helping you to live the life that you want to live. And also, it'll be a way for you to write down the things that you want and to also keep track of it. You need to keep score. Every time that we have a success, we need to keep score of it. We need to create that journal. We need to create that guide that's going to help us and remind us that we're not as far away as we thought we were. Number two, you must look at it every day. Every day you've got to look at that dream board, and every day you've got to look at your dreams and figure out how much closer you need to go, how far you've got to go. Of those five dreams, you need to write down those dreams. What is my dream? My five dreams are. All right? Make your dreams specific as possible, which is what I said before. You have to be as detailed as you possibly can. And then remember that you need to write down that more detailed list of dreams as you move forward to growing your life into being the person that you want to be. Then you will accomplish your dreams. And as you accomplish your dreams, you will write down on your list, I will accomplish my dreams by. And you give yourself a deadline. You give yourself a time that you're going to actually accomplish these dreams. Again, now, with the look at it every day, you need to go ahead and make a declaration of your dreams, what you want to do. You know, my dream declaration is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this goes with those 5 things that you want to do. That's number 2. Number 3, you need to start with a plan. All right, you have to start with a plan. Again, if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. Why are you never going to get there? Because you don't know where you're going. You don't have a direction. And again, like I said before, with that direction, you need to make constant changes, constant adjustments to that. Because there's going to be little things, little cares, little worries that throw you off course. Don't let those things distract you till you lose your focus on what your true dreams are. Make a plan. This is where most people get thrown off track. You need to make a plan. All right? You may be worried about other things, but don't worry about those things. Make your plan and make your plan right now. The plan will work. If you don't make the plan, then guess what? The plan will not work. And you can, I know it can seem scary, but you know that in order for you to get where you need to get, you have to have a plan. There's been actual studies over years, and when they've made these plans, what they've done is they've come out and they've created these plans, and then they've put them out. And the studies have shown that the people who have actually had a written plan and started working that plan have actually achieved the majority of their goals. Again, you want to be one of those people. You want to achieve these goals. You're not doing this because it just sounds good. You're doing it because you want these things to come to fruition. Again, every little step, but you need a goal so that you can complete each and every one of those steps. My plan for reaching my dreams is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 4. Don't quit on yourself. This is probably one of the things that's most important. Most people get right to the door of success, and then what do? They quit on themselves. You know, they start second-guessing their actions. They start not doing the things that they need to do. They give up. Once you give up, you've lost. You can't win. Once you've left the field, you're no longer playing the game. You cannot give up on yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. Please also understand that success is no accident, all right? Success is not where you start. Success is where you end from that start. So it doesn't matter if you grew up poor. It doesn't matter if you grew up not being able to do certain things. In time and through practice, you'll be able to do those things. In time and practice, you'll be able to grow, develop, and become the person that you need to become. But you have to have faith, and you have to take action, and you have to take action now, today, not tomorrow, not next week, not in an hour now, but not in an hour from now, but right now. Don't let little things like get in your way. Don't let these little things beat you down. All right? The things that beat most people down are fear, poor self-image, and I don't know how to reach my goal. In order to do these things, you have to take them full force. You have to evaluate them and move forward. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Don't let the false evidence in front of you appear real to you. Understand that if others have done it, you can do it. Understand that if you believe and do the things that you need to do, then you will live your dreams. You will succeed at the things you need to succeed at. You will be able to take care of your family. You will be able to take that trip to Tahiti. You will be able to leave that limiting job. You will be able to start doing business with people that you would prefer to deal with over people that you have to deal with. You will be able to not have to deal with the crazy traffic and all of the other cares and worries and woes. But again, you have to make those sacrifices now. You have to take that action now. You have to do those things now that you want to do so that you can live that life that you want to live later. Okay? You're going to be old for the rest of your life. I don't understand all of these people that act like they're 100 years old and they're only in their 20s or 30s or 40s. Their lives are passing them by. They're not growing. They're not developing. They're not getting where they need to get. And guess what? Eventually when they get old, youth is gone. Don't be, not saying that there's anything wrong with this, but don't grow up and become a greeter at Walmart. And if you're a greeter at Walmart, guess what? It's still not too late for you. And I'm only using that as an example. There's nothing wrong with that. However, if you want more out of your life, then you have to do more, you have to be more, you have to do more, and then you will have more. There's a saying, it's called be, do, have. if you be the person that you are meant to be and do the things that you were meant to do and that you need to do, you will have the things that you always wanted. You will have the things that you always dreamed. You will live a life that most people don't live. You will experience a life that most people don't experience. You will be able to help millions of people instead of one or two. There's another saying, and that is, you can help 1,000 people, but you can't carry 3 on your back. Keep that in mind and remember it. Also remember, you also need to work with the people that not necessarily need your help, but deserve your help. And then once you're in the position where you can help everybody, then you can also help the people that need your help. But before that, you have to get to the point to where you don't really need anybody else's help. And how do you do that? By helping so many people that they believe it's their job, their duty, their honor to help you. Why? Because you've helped them. But you want to help people that's got that fire. You want to help people that are hungry. You want to help people that want to grow, develop, and do better. You want to help people that have a positive mental attitude, that are go-getters, that are going to do the things that they need to do. Because from them, you can grow a phenomenal team of individuals that can do amazing and great and wonderful things. But it all starts with you. It all starts with taking that slight edge. Again, remember, little things do matter. Your attitude is everything. The present moment is all that you have. Take small steps, and it will get you where you need to go. Failure is your best friend. Good habits are your next best friend, and you're always learning. From that, we need to keep in mind that we must create a vivid picture, all right? We must look at it every day and realize that each day we're trying to check off another goal. Each day, depending on how you planned it, we're trying to reach another plateau and then grow from there, and then understand that your list is going to change as you grow. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get more expand. You're going to realize that you can help more people. You're going to get more confidence. You're going to realize that you're able to do many things that you may have never even dreamed of doing. You're going to grow. You're going to develop. You're going to become a better person. And in a sense, you're going to also help others. Today, I was actually talking to one of my employees, and the lady told me, "You know what, Mr. Bennett, you're an outstanding motivational speaker, and I love to hear you speak." This was just me doing my day-to-day job, but that was a great compliment for me, and I'm very happy for it. And right now, I want to thank Marissa for sharing that with me. I thought that was a beautiful thing. You must have a plan, ladies and gentlemen. You must have a plan, and that plan must start today. You must put that plan, create that plan, and then put that plan in effect. And as you go, understand that you're going to be adjusting that plan. You're going to be tinkering with that plan a little bit to the left, to the right, up, down, back, forward. Doesn't matter. But the thing is, have a plan, have a goal, and then reach to get where you need to get and to meet the things that you need to meet. The next thing, quit on yourself. Do not quit on yourself. Never give up. If you got to fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Have faith. Know that you can do it. Get a strong core behind you. Create that balance. Create that backing that you know you have. Get that family support. Love, honor, and cherish the family. Understand that they are your rocks. They are the pillars that are going to help you grow. And also, the people that you associate with. Associate with positive minded that want to help you and that want to move forward. All right? All right, other than that, please remember that accidents like success are not an accident. It's planned. It just takes time, and you can do it. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, I appreciate you all, and I am very thankful that you allow me to share some of your time. Please share the show with anyone and everyone that you think would like it. And again, like I said before, if anybody's looking for a speaker, give me a call. I'm always willing to try to help people and help people grow, because believe me, I'm not only going to be helping you, you are going to be helping me. Thank you very much, everybody. Live for today. Understand that today is the only day that you have. Be, do, have, and have a beautiful and happy life. Take care and be well.